Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making8.com. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We're going to get right down to it. We got a lot to talk about. And of course, as always, we've got our cowboy logic. We're looking to take your calls. If you have some great advice or some good cowboy logic for us out there, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Also want to let you know we are in the chat room right now. So if you registered through Blog Talk, it is free. You can scroll on down the page. Stop in and say hello to us. We want to hear from you. Great way to keep up. I know that most of y'all have been watching the Brendan Clark Show. And you know what? We sure appreciate it. Y'all have got to let other people know about it. This is one great show. Y'all are really missing out if you're not tuning into the Brendan Clark Show. You talk about a cut-up, that guy is a class act. And I'll tell you, you know, over the course of the last couple of weeks, I have become a real Brendan Clark fan. Just don't tell him that, okay? And don't tell some of the other ones like Chris Shivers and some of the other guys I pull for. But we do have a good show for you today. Did anybody watch the Brendan Clark Show last night? What did you think about it? Y'all have questions or comments? Bring it right on over here. We'll be happy to hear from you. 646-915-9940. And as always, we'll take your questions or comments on anything rodeo bull riding. Phone lines are open there, rodeo fans. Get on the horn and give us a call. We also got a contest. It is underway right about now. The Making 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. And got to thank David Dix for that. You know, with PBR Get Tough. You know, he really did a great job in helping us put this thing together. And, shoot, we got to thank PBR. We got to thank Brendan Clark, you know. I mean, they've got some great gifts. And fortunately, we were able to get our hands on them. And we're going to give them to you guys, the fans. But I'll tell you what, it's not going to be easy. Now, we started the contest Sunday night. We may have given you the answer already. We've got today's show and tomorrow's show as well, so you've got to keep tuning in. If you have not listened to the real show or to the live shows, then you need to go back and listen to the archive shows. Just go to making8.com, scroll down the page till you hit radio, click on that, click on our Back on the Ranch or our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. They do come back, and you can listen to the archives right there. So you've got to tune in if you want an opportunity to win these two great prizes. And thanks to PBR Get Tough, we're actually giving away both prizes for one question. So when we come back, we're going to go over the rules. We're going to take a short break here, rodeo fans. Say hello to some of our friends over here in the chat room. And get things started here on a Lunch Hour Wednesday. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't go anywhere, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Take care.
of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck, pull the gate and try to make eight on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache. Hey, hey. I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bull. Go again.
Lunch Hour Rodeo Show Wednesday, and we're bringing you all the action right here. We're going to talk some PBR. We got a lot of things to talk about. You know, one of the questions that I did not mention at the beginning of the show is, who do you think is going to be the 2011 PBR champ? That's our question for the week. So if you have an idea or a thought on it, you got a little bit of time, give us a call. We'll be happy to hear from you. You know what? Elections, finally over. You know, I'm so tired of having the bad mouth back and forth. This guy did this or they can't do that. And you know what, man, it just gets on my nerves. So I'm really excited that the elections are finally over. However, Florida, being the big controversy that it is, as it always is in the elections, we did not, I think just about an hour ago was when we finally decided or they had the final results into who the governor was going to be. So I guess congratulations to Rick Scott. I guess he's the governor-elect now, and, you know, we'll see what he can do down here in the state of Florida. Hopefully we'll get some good things going. We need to pick it up down here. We need to pick our rodeos down here in Florida. But, you know, we have got some down here. We're going to be out Friday night doing a live broadcast. We got a couple more that we're going to be doing in some of our upcoming live video feeds. So stay tuned to Making 8 Day, rodeo fans. We've got some great ones ahead. Just kind of scrolling down some of my notes right here. You know, Brendan's show last night was a real hit. I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, he was talking a lot about the veterans you know, of course, PBR Now had a deal with, you know, they were covering Ross Coleman and how he did at the finals, as well as Chris Shivers. You know, those two veteran Cowboys did a fantastic job this year. And you know what? I really look forward to seeing those guys and Brendan and some of these other ones really turn things up and, you know, see what they're made of this year. I really think that they have a good opportunity. you know, there's a lot of veterans out there that we haven't really heard from, you know, that aren't necessarily retired. They're just sort of sitting on the back burner. You know, maybe they've lost some sponsorships, can't get out to travel as much to get themselves picked up on tour. But, you know, we're talking guys like a good friend of mine, you know, Brian Corson, who, you know, qualified for the PBR finals back in 05. You know, I look to see him try to make a run for it again this year. You know, the season starts now. Just seeing some of our friends over in our chat room talking about the Touring Pro Division, their schedule is up. It's posted, you know, or at least some of their events are posted up. So if you go to pbrnow.com, click on their schedule page for the Touring Pro, scroll all the way down the page, then you can see that they do have some scheduled events coming up. As a matter of fact, I believe one starts up this weekend. So make sure to get over there and check them out. And you know what? Fans, Macon 8 is actually doing some video broadcasting, and we're trying to get our foot in the door. So if you guys want to help us out, get over there to pbrnow.com. You guys are real active in the you know, the PBR comments and their blog pages and things. Send them comments. Tell them you want to see Macon 8 getting out to some of their Touring Pro events and doing some live video feeds that we can broadcast on the internet for you, the fans. Would be fantastic, and we're certainly looking to do that this year. So y'all can look for that. We're going to really work on it. That's kind of our goal this year. We really want to get out and do some video broadcasting of the PBR Touring Pro events for you, the fans. And, you know, we love you guys. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, rodeo would not be where it is. So we definitely want to encourage that and keep it going, especially right about now because there's no Built for Tough series going on. You know, we have got to do something about that there, fans. One way we can do it is get it broadcasted on the internet, and Macon 8 can make that happen. So y'all get over there and send some emails to them. Tell them, hey, we want Macon 8 to get out there and do some video broadcast. We want to watch it. So anyways, I know that Brendan Clark is starting up his blog page coming up this week. I believe it's supposed to be starting now, so y'all can look for that, his video blogs. He's also going to be doing some contests coming up on his show, and hopefully we'll be able to work with him. And, you know, it'd be really cool to be able to put up some great contests for you guys. We've got one going on right now, and we're going to go over the rules for it just to remind some of you fans. Now, we started the contest Sunday night on our Back on the Ranch show. We're going to give you the answer sometime from Sunday night till tomorrow's show. We're going to give you the answer that we're looking for. It'll be, you know, it's going to be PBR-related, going to be bull riding-related, so you've got to listen close. And Sunday, when we're back on the ranch again, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we're going to give you the question. Then you're going to have to follow along next week. When you hear the tone, it'll either be on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows or our Back on the Ranch show the following Sunday. When you hear the tone, and the tone is going to be the air raid siren, so y'all have got to listen for this. We'll see if we can get it to go. There it is, right there. So when y'all hear that tone, you've got to be the eighth person to email us, and that's going to be at contest@pbrbuiltfortough.com. Y'all can shoot us over an email, and we will be more than happy to, you know, the eighth person with the correct answer. So we got to get that straight. The eighth person with the correct answer is going to be the one that gets these two great prizes. One is a Jeffrey Scott belt buckle, and the other one is an autographed Brendan Clark shirt. It's going to be – it's in his what did he call it? Shadow box. That's what he called it, his shadow box. So y'all don't want to miss out on the opportunity. We may have already given out the question or the answer sometime between last Sunday and today. So if you haven't caught any of those shows, you've got to get back and listen to them. We've also got today's show and tomorrow's show. So y'all are going to have to stay tuned. What else do we have going on? Hey, shoot, it's Wednesday. You know, the weekend is almost here. And speaking of this weekend, Friday night, Macon 8 will be doing a live rodeo or bull riding broadcast. You can tune in to Macon8.com, check out Macon 8 TV, and check out Macon 8 Live. We're going to be at the Remington Roughstock Crosstown Arena. It's going to start at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if y'all are sitting around kind of craving some bull riding, no, it's not the PBR, but I will tell you this. Some of the bulls that have been there, you'll see they have been on tour. You'll see them there, as well as some of the cowboys. So should be a great opportunity for y'all to come check out, you know, a good bull ride. And it's a lot of fun. So y'all have the opportunity to watch a little bit of that Friday night. And we'll be posting up the link, so y'all make sure to just stay tuned to Making Eight. We've got the NFR Finals coming up, and, you know, we were talking about it last night on the Brendan Clark show. He was mentioning Dustin Elliott. I know is the believe the only PBR Cowboy that's going to be over there at the NFR, but we look for those guys. That's less than a month away, so stay tuned to Making Eight. We're going to bring you some of the updates and things like that that are going on. I know Five Star Unplugged, one of our affiliates, they're going to be doing a lot of different broadcasts and things like that out there. You can check out Five Star Unplugged through Making8.com. So feel free to get over there and check them out as well. They're going to be doing a lot during the NFR Finals. And also, we got another announcement. November 14th, Guthrie, Oklahoma, is going to be the Cody Williams Benefit Bull Ride. It's going on just a week from this weekend. And, you know, I believe they've got six spots left for the bull riding. So if you guys are interested and want to get over there and make a little money, it's for a great cause, the Cody Williams Benefit. It's going to be going on November 14th. So, you know, give us a shout-out. Say hey to Making Eight and, you know, tell the ones that you guys are making contact with. If you're going to be going over there to Guthrie, tell them, hey, Making Eight sent you. You know, we want to get some good positive feedback for that. But anyhow, I think it's going to be time for another short break here, Rodeo fans. You know, we got to kick things up right here on the Lunch Hour Show, and we got to work on some good songs here. If y'all have some good bull riding rodeo songs y'all want to hear, make sure to give us a shout on Facebook or Twitter. We'll certainly be happy to take those into consideration, try to get them for you. But you know what? We're kind of sticking on the same subject there, PBR All-Stars. How about we play a little Cowboy to the Core? And this next break is going to be brought to you by Saltwater Cowboy. That's right. If you guys are looking for some good opportunities, go check out Saltwater Cowboy. His link's posted right there on Making8.com's homepage, and you don't want to miss it. Located in San Antonio, Texas. Great way to get out there and do some fishing with real cowboys. So check out Saltwater Cowboy for more information. Rodeo fans, don't go anywhere. Time to get Cowboy to the Core. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I make my living 8 seconds at a time. I try to tame a boiling hell by gouging ugly hide. If you got it, find a door, 'cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, start up shaft, first strap to my boot, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, now my head, let's go and get cowboy. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, 'cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, start up tap, first strap to my boot, the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad rest, more breaks than I've got bones, but there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the boat. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to the side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, nod my head, let's go and get cowboys to the core. Yeah, cowboys to the core. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
As the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. It's happening Wednesday. And we're looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. Now, I know we've got some guys that are having some difficulties getting in right now. We're trying to work on it, try to get all these guys in here. We got to give this a fair opportunity here, and hopefully y'all will be able to get in and tune in so we can bring you all the updates. And we've got this contest rolling on, so want y'all to all have an opportunity to win two great prizes. We're also looking for our cowboy logic here. We've got some great cowboy logic coming up. But you know what? Something that really hit me last night, we were talking with, listening to, or watching Brendan Clark's broadcast last night on Ustream. And, he's talking a lot about the veterans and really can't say enough about some of these guys. When you have guys like Ross Coleman and Chris Shivers, but, even more so, what happened to the guys that first started the PBR? It started back in 1992 with when it was originally founded. I believe 1994 was when they had their first series, and I believe that was 8 events. So, they were actually teamed up with another organization that really kind of branched out right around the same time. They both kind of went and paired out and tried to really start covering some events, and that was the Bull Rider Only Tour. You don't hear much about it. And, shoot, I don't know. But, some of you fans out there may not have even been born yet or just been born. So y'all might have just been some babies when they started out this deal. Kind of makes me feel a little older, but don't tell anybody that. I still feel young. I guess you're only as young as you feel, And I feel pretty good right about now, especially on a beautiful day like today. Now, yesterday we had a lot of rain down here in Florida. Finally let up just a little bit, and we've got some great sunshine down here in the Sunshine State. So, we're still looking for that cowboy logic and looking to take your calls there, rodeo fans. 646-915-9940. Anybody know if we got Dave on there with us? Was he able to get in just yet? I'm still trying to keep up with Twitter and go back and forth. So, wow. You know what? I'm sitting here trying to read some of our comments here in our chat room here, and it's kind of interesting. We've got one of our young fans here that says that she could have birthed half the pro rodeo bull riders. So I don't know. I actually think that I probably could have been dads to them too, but I'm not going to say that out loud. Y'all didn't hear me say that. We've got a lot of other good things coming up. Like I said, don't miss out on Friday's opportunity. You've got to. Yes, Kat, you did make me speechless there for a second. we've got some great opportunities for you to still check out some bull riding. Like I said, it's not PBR, but it's still a lot of fun to sit back and watch some great bull riding. And, we want to encourage you guys during this off season, get out and support some of your local events. Get out to the Touring Pro, see some of these cowboys that are looking to kind of rehab or stay in shape. They're going to be out there hitting these events, and they're going to be hitting some of these smaller ones near you. So don't miss out on that opportunity. We've only got about 5 minutes left in the show there, rodeo fans, so we're kind of winding down. We also got to thank one of our other guys that we're kind of teaming up with a little bit, Rank Bull Apparel. That's right. If you guys are looking for the modern cowboy look, get over to Rank Bull Apparel. You've seen JB, you've seen Ryan McConnell, some of these other guys wear some of their stuff. Luke Kaufman, if you know him, he wears a lot of Rank Bull stuff. You got to start checking out their new clothing line. If you want information on them, go check out making8.com. They're on our homepage as well. But they're also big supporters of Ride Rank for a Cure. And Ride Rank for a Cure is one of the best organizations that I see up and coming. You know, their money goes to support, you know, cancer and support the you know, the rehab, support some of these young kids that are coming down with cancer, that type of thing. I know they were a big part with one of the guys that I know a lot of people know, Austin Reddick out of North Carolina. We had the opportunity to go up and see him in North Carolina earlier this year and had a great time with him. You know, this guy's not done riding bulls, and you're going to see him make a name for himself. He's got a lot of things going on right now. And matter of fact, I believe Ride Rank for a Cure and Rank Bull are going to be doing a bull riding school in Kansas here this month. So y'all stay tuned to that. You know what? We also got to thank Brendan Clark. If you guys have not had the opportunity, go check out BrendanClark.com. I know he's working on some things on his website. Going to try getting the live video streams posted up there. You know, if we can get the guy to give us a call, I know he's got a lot of stuff going on, but if we can give him to get us a call, we're going to be able to kind of help him out and get some of those things going. So y'all stay tuned to BrendanClark.com for more things going on there. Believe that's going to wrap up our show there, Rodeo fans. If some of the guys had trouble getting over to it, want to apologize to you. Hopefully you're catching us on the replay. We're giving a little bit of PBR information out today. Is today the day that we give you the answer? I don't know. Might just have to stay tuned to tomorrow and see if we give you the answer there. So until then, Rodeo fans, make sure to check us out on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, Sunday we'll be back on the ranch, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also wanted to mention that JB and Shane Proctor are also going to be on TLC tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't miss that opportunity to go check out and see those guys get their tattoos done. I know that's going to be a great little deal there. Anyways, want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Remind you, we will see you right back here tomorrow. We're going to close things out with a little bit of Casey Donahue. How about some of that No Doubt? Until tomorrow, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. This my resist all as black as the night. For my boots are leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And and confused, 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. Cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking.
boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down the nook. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.